This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Happening this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 53rd Summer Arts Festival with Umpqua Valley Arts. Sarah Holbro in to unpack this. Are you all ready?
We are getting there, Kyle. We are gearing up for a super fun weekend. We're just getting our grounds settled. We have a grounds crew out working nonstop from the crack of dawn till late into the evening. We are ready to see everybody when our gates open for the 53rd annual Summer Arts Festival Friday at noon.
No rain, no excessive heat. This is like the bowl of porridge that is just right.
I hope so, Kyle, though the temperatures keep creeping up for the weekend, but plan on coming, plan on staying hydrated, wear your sunscreen, your hats. It's going to be a lot of fun for the entire family. We can't wait to see everyone after a crazy couple years.
Yeah, let's talk about some of the things going on. I mean, there's so much at the festival. Let's talk about the artists, first of all, and what types of things people can not only see, but also buy when they come out there.
Sure. We spent a lot of time on our recruiting this year, Kyle. We have so many brand new emerging artist vendors. We have our old faithfuls, everything from handcrafted woodworks, jewelry, hand-dyed items, culinary items, ceramics, you name it, it's going to be there. Vendors coming from all over the Pacific Northwest. We're so excited to welcome everyone to the Umpqua Valley, the place we all love and are proud to call home, which leads into my next point, Kyle. The theme this year is there's no place like home in the Umpqua Valley. And the committee and UVA staff really felt like after a crazy couple years, we just really wanted to embrace our incredible community and pick a theme that we could all connect to. So that's the theme. There's no place like home in the Umpqua Valley. Our poster and t-shirts this year will depict artwork that was selected from our poster contest that asked people to send in their artwork that best depicted that theme. So we have a super cool poster, a great t-shirt that's being printed at the 1257 Boutique on Harvard, our neighbors. We're excited.
So some of these artists, one of the things about this is because this is the 53rd, I mean, some of these artists have been around for a long time. Whether local or from Eugene, Medford, whatever, some of these folks have really established what you would essentially call a client base here. I mean, you have people that buy every year from them.
We do have our regulars and people that we welcome back every single year. We have community members making sure that those favorite vendors are going to be there. It's pretty exciting for us because a lot of our vendors have taken steps beyond what we can provide them at Summer Arts Festival and open their own businesses, some right here in downtown Roseburg. It's pretty cool to see.
And we've seen a lot of people during the pandemic kind of, try new things. They were kind of stuck at home. And a lot of people that didn't used to be quite as creative have suddenly found that part of themselves and are now putting products out there, which probably includes some newer people you're going to have.
Yes, and we are so excited about our new artist vendors. We even have a fantastic new area of our youth zone for young emerging artist vendors. We are so excited to have a platform for these talented and creative youth in our community to show their work for some of them for the first time ever. It's going to be a great little area, so don't miss that aspect of festival. It'll be right by the youth zone. Like I said, local youth just showing off their crafts for the very first time.
And while people are out there, you just opened a new show in the gallery last Friday, so people can look at all that too.
We did. We just unveiled our brand new exhibit, Rural, Rural shows the breadth and depth of works created in rural Oregon communities of 35,000 people or less. You will see everything from musical instruments to acrylic paintings to ceramics. It's a really cool show. Plenty of Douglas County local artists, and then, like I said, artists from all across the state of Oregon. That show will be up through August. We also have a really cool show in our student gallery called Freedom, where local kids were asked to send us their artwork that they felt best described how they feel about being free for the summer, out of school and ready to have fun. So tons to see inside and outside of our building this weekend, June 24th, 25th, and 26th, Summer Arts Festival. It's going to be a good year, Kyle.
Talk about the entertainment, because there's a whole musical aspect of this. While people stroll around and are looking at the art, other folks are, you know, just sort of listening to musicians in the background. But then a lot of people go over to one of the stages and hang out, or maybe even have a beverage or dinner.
Yes. So our main stage entertainment this year is jam-packed. We are so thrilled to have Orenco Systems as our main stage title community partner sponsor. Friday, June 24th, we will have 3 p.m. The Colin Trio, 5 p.m. Melissa Ruth and the Likely Stories, our feature entertainment, 7 p.m., Kelly Thibodeau and Etouffee. And Kyle, we had to cancel with Kelly last year due to the extreme heats on Sunday of last year's festival. So we're thrilled that he will be back with his group. On Saturday, we have 3 p.m., Fret Logic, 5 p.m., Blue Owens Band, 7 p.m., The Idle Poets. And then on Sunday, June 26th, everybody's favorite local band, Widespread Haze, is performing at noon. Not to be missed. It's right in the heart of a festival, surrounded by the food court, sponsored by McMenamins. McMenamins will be there with all of their craft beer, and Joseph Jane Winery is our featured winery vendor, and rumor has it they're bringing their wine slushies. So come thirsty, ready to have a good time, and rock out with us.
Let's see. Warm weather and a wine slushie.
Great combination.
I suspect that one will be popular. What about, you have another stage too, right?
We do, Kyle. It's our community stage this year, sponsored by Cow Creek and Umpqua Bank. We have a number of wonderful community acts on that stage. The Chitwood Dancers have been performing on this stage for decades. We have the Hula Aelani Hula Studio performing Saturday night. Friday night, we have more dance. It's going to be great. Elkton Robotics is going to be there. We have everything from dance to individual community performers. Unfortunately, UACT had to cancel their performance, but they are gearing up for a wonderful summer performance at the end of July and August. It's going to be an entertainment-packed weekend for sure.
So let's talk logistics. If somebody hasn't gone to this before, they're driving down Harvard, they know where the Arts Center is most likely, but where do they go? How do they get in, et cetera?
So Kyle, at our event, parking is free in the designated parking areas. You should see plenty of signage directing you to the right areas. So you just go park, or if you're in biking, walking shape, you can walk to the event, bike to the event. Admission is $5 per person, $15 for a family pass. Kids under the age of 6 get in for free, and $5 covers you for the entire day.
All right, going to take a break on Inside Douglas County. More when we come back about the Summer Arts Festival. They interview a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com. 1245 Inside Douglas County News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247. Lars Larson coming up at 1. Mike Winter's Lawn and Garden Show, part of KQE and Local Talk at 4. State Representative Christine Goodwin on tomorrow's Inside Douglas County at 1230. Sarah Holborough from Umpqua Valley Arts unpacking the Summer Arts Festival. Let's talk about the Youth Zone and what's going on there.
The Youth Zone is such a fun aspect of festival. It provides art experiences, activities, STEAM-related projects, free of charge to festival youth. This year, it's sponsored by IE Engineering. We have a chalk walk that's associated with the Youth Zone this year, brought to you by the Optimist Club of Douglas County. It's going to be a fun place to be for families. We'll be doing some rock painting, chalk the walk, photo booth area, and all of the STEAM activities. As a parent, I love any place that you can go where your kids can have fun free of charge, and that's the Youth Zone.
Well, and for some kids, especially younger ones, if you say, okay, let's all go over there, you know, if you're 5, 10, 12 years old, looking at art may not be necessarily your thing.
Right.
You know, and so to be able to get over there and do something else that you like and can have fun with at the same time, I mean, that way you convince easily everybody to follow you and go.
Yes. And kids are all about the Youth Zone, all about the face painting. They can even get a henna tattoo and it won't break mom and dad's pocketbook. So we're excited to see all of the families come together. It's really the kickoff event of the summer here in Douglas County. And I think if the past 2 years taught us nothing else, it's that these community events, these events that bring us all together, they're so important for the health and vibrancy and overall wellness of Douglas County. So we're thrilled to be back kicking off a fun summer here.
By the way, if your kids get a henna tattoo, the proper thing for them to say when approaching a older family member is to immediately say, this is a henna tattoo.
Correct, Kyle. So we don't want any panic at the disco.
yeah, not that that's ever happened to me or anything a few years ago. You did what? Oh, boy. So anyway, just so you know there, just a little hint. Now, we mentioned the gallery being open during all this, but also what about Clay Place?
Clay Place, our fantastic community clay studio, will be open as well. They will also have a booth in the middle of festival where they will be doing live demonstrations and selling their gorgeous ceramics pieces. We love our Clay Place community. If you want more information on how to be involved in our Clay Place, it's all on our website. Summer term is kicking off just around the corner, but we can't wait to have some live demonstrations at festival. It's going to be fun.
Now, one of the things that maybe people don't think about, they just think, okay, they're an arts group. They put on this neat thing. That's cool. But also because you're charging admission and all of that, I mean, this is kind of a major funding aspect of UVA.
Absolutely, Kyle. Umpqua Valley Arts is a nonprofit organization. We provide the community with year-round arts and culture, education, events, programming, and the Summer Arts Festival is really our vehicle to provide the community with all of these things. It's our major fundraiser for the year, and we just so appreciate all of our community partner title sponsors. Anybody that's donated to Friends of Festival this year, thank you so much for supporting this event and our nonprofit arts and culture organization year-round. We could not do the things we do without the community. And this year, as we're inching out of the pandemic and reopening our doors and programming, it's essential that we have these operating funds. So we are truly grateful for all of our title sponsors. I mentioned a few. We have Orenco Systems, Umpqua Bank, Cow Creek, McMenamins, IE Engineering, Aviva Health, Umpqua Health, Norman Kathy Smith, Dr. Alexis Atchison, Roseburg Disposal, and of course the City of Roseburg is supporting us year-round, keeping our grounds just impeccable, and they look better than ever right now, Kyle.
You know, one of the things too, as you mentioned, coming out of the pandemic, a couple months ago, I think it was, maybe longer, I was talking with somebody from Oregon Cultural Trust up in Portland or Salem, and they talked about the percentage of arts or nonprofit cultural organizations that didn't survive the pandemic, and after being open for many years in some cases, just couldn't, you know, they didn't have a way to stay open during that time, and everything dried up. And I don't remember the percentage, so I don't want to be inaccurate, but, you know, it was like a fifth or a fourth of the cultural organizations in the state just don't exist anymore.
Yes, and it's just heartbreaking, Kyle, that so many arts and culture organizations did not survive this moment in time. Our communities, Douglas County specifically, is so resilient, always coming together to work past barriers, obstacles, moments in time. And we at Umpqua Valley Arts know that this community is absolutely the reason that our doors are still open today, and that we are moving forward into our 51st year of operations. We could not have survived this moment in time without everyone's support, from financial donations and gifts to all of our volunteers that are so dedicated to the work we do. We couldn't do it without everyone, every gift, every hour that is gifted to our organization. We are appreciative.
You know, it's interesting, too. You mentioned going into your 51st year. It's the 53rd festival, but really the festival is what led to the organization.
It did, Kyle. The festival has come such a long ways in these past 53 years. It started out with one community member with just an idea to bring together a few artist friends of theirs and one food vendor. And now look at it, over 100 artist vendors, a jam-packed food court, entertainment on two stages, and a nonprofit organization that is now entering its 51st year of operations. It's a pretty cool story, and I love how many community members were there at the beginning and still a part of our organization. We even have one member on our board that has been there since the very beginning. So we are very, very lucky to have the support that we do. It truly inspires us on a daily basis. It's the reason that we have created such robust education programming for this year. It's the reason we continue events like Summer Arts Festival. We truly believe that the work we do really serves and strengthens our community and brings the community together. So we hope to be around for another 50 years.
About a minute left on Inside Douglas County. You talked about all the bigger sponsors, but what about people that maybe are not at that level but have the opportunity and the means to help out in smaller ways? I understand so you're still looking for some help there.
We are. You can become a friend of Summer Arts Festival with a donation of anywhere from $25 to be part of our festival fan club to over $1,000. We have a festival, Friends of Festival board at the festival this weekend. Your name would be on it. We just truly appreciate each and every gift. If you are not able to make a gift this year but want to volunteer, we're still looking for plenty of volunteers before, during, and after our event. Find out all the information for everything, uvarts.com. We can't wait to see everybody this weekend. Follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram. The hours for the event are Friday from noon to 9 p.m., sorry, Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Saturday, the hot day, everybody be sure to come out early at 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's going to be our best festival yet. We can't wait to see everyone and show off our incredible community to all of our guests who come from outside of the area. It's really an event that showcases not only arts and culture, but really highlights the Umpqua Valley and protects the economic viability of our region.
Sarah Holborough, Umpqua Valley Arts, 53rd Annual Summer Arts Festival, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That wraps up Inside Douglas County, 1257, News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.